Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, good evening. Let me put this mic on this stand real quick. How many people remember that song, Dina Howard, Free Like Me? That was the 80s, I think. No, no, the 90s. That probably was the 90s. That was the 90s time. Ain't no music like the 90s. That was the best music, the 80s, even the 70s. Well, I'm just speaking about basically from my era, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s. That's when music had soul. Music had meaning and music had a feeling to it. Anyway, once again, how's everybody doing tonight? Whew. Welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. It's just so much going on in the world today. If I said it once, I could say it a thousand times. Easy to be a podcaster in 2023 with so much going on with politics, current events, relationships, families, drugs, killings, with so much going on. It's really easy to be a podcaster. It makes our job easy because there's so much to talk about. But I've been waiting to say this all week. Heard of the Beyonce concert in the UK, in Dubai. You want to talk about a real hustler, a real Mac, or something like that. Now, was Beyonce a good catch or what? Not only is she the baddest chick in the game, not only is she fine as hell, can she sing, can she dance? This chick did a concert, first concert in a while. She did a concert in Dubai, in the UK. Last week, I believe it was, they paid her $24 million for 1 hour. So I'm a poor shot. I really want that to resonate, or whatever the word is. I want that to marinate. I really want that to marinate and sink in. They paid Beyonce $24 million for 1 hour, a 1 hour show. Now, you talk about being blessed. You talk about being lucky. You talk about being fortunate or just born with rabbit foot. Now, that's a silver spoon in your mouth. That's being born with a rabbit's foot in your back pocket. I just can't. In my mind, like, what if you married to a female like that? What if you related to her? Or that's your best friend. $24 million. Been bothering me all week. I don't know if I'm jealous or hating, but I just can't get over that. Anyway, I had to make sure that was the first thing I said on my show tonight. I said, hey, the first thing I talk about will be that badass chick from Houston. I believe she's from Houston, Texas. $24 million for 1 hour? Shit, we can't even get paid $50 an hour. We can't even get paid $40 an hour. Who getting paid $30 an hour on here? Anybody getting paid $30 an hour? Anybody getting paid $25 an hour? $20 an hour? Anybody? Beyonce got $24 million for 1 hour singing. That's unbelievable. Can't believe it. For all the people on the line, for the newcomers that's on the line, if you want to make a comment or if you want to give a shout out or something, you have to press 1. That way I know you want to go live. Although everybody, my usual listeners, you already know the rules. For the people out there on the link, I appreciate you for listening on the link. We average a nice number of listeners on the link every week. And I always give a shout out to the people that's listening on the link. For everybody who's listening on the link, this is for you. I appreciate you. I really wish you would call in and participate in the show. Every time I start, excuse me, I really would appreciate it if you called in and listened to the show and made a comment. But even just that you take the time out to listen on the link, because I heard it's kind of difficult listening on the link because it keeps going in and out. But I really appreciate you every week. We average about the same number of people who listen on the link. So you friends to the show, like, what I would say is that you my usual listeners, because I average the same number of listeners on the link. But call in sometime. Press 1. I see all the people on the phone lines. I appreciate you too. I appreciate everybody. I would appreciate everybody if they a donation every now and then. $5, $10. Think about it like this. No, take this. Let me give you an example. About 6 weeks ago, On Sunday morning, I was shuffling through Facebook. I came upon a pastor. He was giving a sermon. He was doing a sermon live on Facebook. And I don't know what made me stop and listen, but I stopped and listened. I guess that's what my soul needed that day. I guess that's what my spirit needed that day. I guess I needed some uplifting, or maybe I just needed to hear something different. But I listened to the whole sermon. It was about 45 minutes. At the end of the sermon, his name is Pastor Lagar from Paterson, New Jersey. Everybody know my show is based out of Paterson, New Jersey. Shout out to Paterson. Born and raised here. But the pastor is Reverend Frederick Harold Lagar Jr., and he goes live every Sunday morning on Facebook. Now, I'm not really the religious type. Been in the church. I mean, as a youth, on one hand. I've been a couple of times as an adult. I enjoyed the sermon. I really did. It lifted me. It broadened my horizon, and it just gave me a good feeling about myself to let me know that if you woke up in the morning, God still got a purpose for you. I'm not going to get into the whole sermon and all that, what happened, but regardless to what happened, it uplifted me. And then at the end of the sermon, he said, and if y'all feel like cash apping me $10, I could need some gas for my car. And then he laughed. If you feel like cash apping me $10, if I can get some gas in my car, that's what he said. I cash apped him $10 and 50 cents. Not for he could put gas in his car. Not because I worried about what he was going to do with it. Not because I said, wow, he probably getting $10 from everybody. Not because of that. Oh, he just getting over or nothing like that. I cashed out him $10 because it did something for me. It uplifted my spirits for that day. It gave me a new sense of of the future. It spiritually moved me on that morning. And I've been listening every Sunday morning now for about, I'll say somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks, almost 2 months. I listen every Sunday morning. Every Sunday morning, I listen to Reverend Frederick Harold Lagarde Jr. at 10, 10:15, or 11. And every Sunday, I cash at him $10.50. Now, some people ask me, why do we do that? Why are you giving him your money? He's just doing this. He's just doing that. He's just doing that. I don't give a damn. It's only $10. And if $10 is all I got to pay for some spiritual uplifting, to hear the word of God through a man, or just to hear something to make me feel better for the day, or make me laugh, or make me grin, or make me feel like I could make it through another day, there's nothing. And that's what I say about my podcast. I don't get up here screaming, donate to my show, my Cash App is this. Once in a blue moon, I might say that. And I'm not, and I can't say I don't make a dime off my podcast. But whatever I get, it don't come from the listeners donating. It's nothing that comes from that. I'm just saying that because every now and then I feel like maybe some of the people on the phones or the people on the link, I mean, Cash App a brother $5. I put a lot of energy into this. I take this podcast serious. It's something that's meaningful to me, and I hope it's meaningful for you. Because for 2 hours, I get up here and I give you all my knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and I give you my life experiences and my trials and tribulations, my ups, my down, my most embarrassing moments, my most happiest times in my life. I tell you private shit about my family, private shit about my relationships and my kids. Every Friday I do that, and I give it all. And some people might don't have it. I understand. If you don't got it, then I'm not talking to you. If it don't fly, let it fly. But for the people who might spend money on Hennessy every day or cigarettes every day or fast food or something like that, Cash App a brother $5 sometime. You know what I mean? I've been doing this a long time. And like I said, I'm not going to say I don't make anything from the podcast. But whatever I make is not from my listeners or the people on the links or the people that's listening. And I throw my Cash App around. Everybody know it by now. $ $JASHONJ, I believe. I think that's it. $JASHONJ. Cash out, brother, $5 sometime. If you can afford it. If you somebody just smoke every day. If you buy liquor every day. If you buy fast food and cookies and junk food, you give it to the Dominicans and the bodegas and stuff like that. If you do that, you could Cash App Jay Sean $5. I see the people on the line. Give me a minute. I'll bring y'all on. I'm just, for some reason, I went out of that about Cash Apps. I just felt the spirit. Tonight, we have a good show. Chime in a minute. She's going to chime in a minute. She's going to be doing her own show soon. We're going to talk about that every week until she do her own show. Because I want everybody to support her like they support me. And vice versa. My show has came I was on Dre's platform for about a year and a half, and then I've been doing this for about a year and a half. You know what I mean? 3 years now on two different platforms, and I really enjoy it. I really think it's something I'm going to be doing for a long time, and I'm going to expand bigger and bigger, and I want to bring everybody with me. And if you want your own podcast, let me know. That's cool, too. We'll make that happen. I made a mistake and didn't say that recently. But I got to remember, but I was reminded that I got to say that every week. If you want your own podcast, let me know. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about relationships again. Oh, but why I said that is my podcast came full circle. Because if people remember me, thank God you don't. In the beginning, I was a live wire. I was cursing out females and using profanity. And I was, oh, man, I was awesome. Richard Pryor at his worst type shit. You know, and then I went into my interviewing thing, and then I left that, and I went into something else, and I came back into the interview thing. But the main thing about my show is a relationship show. Up and down. That's it. We talking about relationships every week. Because that's a topic I think we should be talking about. Because relationships is effed up right now. All the stuff that's going on. It's almost make you happy to be single. It's almost happy. You almost could be happy to be a side chick, a side dick. I'm telling you, because relationships and marriage, you know, 75% black marriages right now ending in divorce. 75%. You know what that is, right? Every 100 African-American marriages, 75 of them ending in divorce. I don't know. But let me see. We got people on the line. I got to move around real quick. I got people on the line. I got a friend calling in at 8:30. Let me move around a little bit. Everybody hold on. 6218.
Yes. How are you
that's
doing?
That's my baby. You heard me. That's my baby.
I want my own podcast.
What's up?
Nothing much. What's going on?
No, I mean, you know, like you like a we don't ever know when this shill everybody. We don't ever know when you calling in, but
hello,
we always
everybody.
Appreciate. We always appreciate when you calling in. I was going off on a bunch of different shit, but the bottom line is talking about relationships. But look, this out. I was waiting for you to call in. I found out a lot of new shit about side chicks. You know,
oh,
I got
to
bring
go.
Up side chicks. And I don't want to associate you side chicks, but I think paved the way for it. You came out here and you knocked my listeners with that side
no,
chick shit.
No,
and then you
they,
became
they
then
just,
you became you became.
I'm gonna
side
be honest,
chick
they
favorite.
Fucked the game up.
Yeah, of course, but you became
they
a side
the game
chick
up.
Favorite.
They were playing
favorite.
Their position. Everything would be good.
You became an advocate. Side chicks of America. I'm telling you, you became.
No, you did.
you became an advocate, like for real. You were a leader. You were in the forefront for the side chicks of America today. I mean, stick your chest out. You know what I mean? Don't keep your head up. Tuck your chin. Put your chest out. Tuck your chin. Walk with swag. Tell
you crazy.
It's nothing. It's nothing.
I ain't talking about the brand. It's just that they don't know how to play their position. The definition of what you signed up for is side chick. So why the hell are you trying to become the main bitch for it? Come on now. Messing
but
the contract
look,
up.
Shilla, hold up a minute. Look. If you were side chicks for married men, how do you feel in your heart about that?
And we're human, right? And you might be like, oh, you catch your little feelings and everything like that, but you got to check yourself and be like, listen, I know what I signed up for. I don't even though this is coming on, I can't play that card because that's not what this is. You know, if it was something that was supposed to be exposed out in the open and all of that, then that's something totally different. But if you signed up for a discreet, you know, a relationship with someone, then leave it where it is. Nobody stops to think about is if you're a side chick and you get him when he's happy in a good mood, this, that, and everything like that, you got to understand she gets that too, but she also gets the other side of him that you don't get. Because he only comes around in the mood. You want to lay down a little something. You don't get.
Yeah, but that.
I'm sick. I don't feel good.
But all that other stuff.
She gets that. So why do you want to sign up for it?
That you know that begins to sound like a broken record.
Why does it sound like a broken record? For it's the truth.
I know, but. Check this out.
You can't say I'll be your sidekick and then you want to go and destroy that person's marriage.
No, but look, not only the side chick should have rules. How about the man is cheating?
Well, come on. I mean,
what about
him? The cards is on the table. If he's married and he's with you, he's cheating.
Yeah, but what
so
about
you cannot sit
film?
In your realm of reality and think that he's not going to have somebody else besides you.
Bingo. That's now
that's
what
crazy.
I'm talking about.
That's
what
crazy.
I'm talking
if he
about.
He got
Shilla.
You outside of his wife. You can't possibly think that he won't have somebody else.
I was going to talk about that later in my show, but you... Damn, you done fucked it up now. I was going to talk about that later in my show. I was going to talk about side chicks who be wanting it, who want the man from his wife. Why would you want to take a man from his wife or his woman or his baby mother? Why would you want to take him from her?
Because she's living
he's
in the fantasy.
He's a cheater.
He's a
cheater. He's a cheater.
But no, she's
so
living
if he's
in
a hurry, he's going to cheat on you.
Thank you.
Exactly.
And she get caught up in a fantasy. But when he come around and what it is, and, oh, she get what she want from him, and this, that, and that, and all this stuff, and he don't ask nothing from her, and this, that, and that's the fantasy part of it. You might get him for maybe 2 to 4 hours a week. It's 24 hours in a day. What? So you want him to be lying
about
to you? Yeah, I'm over here.
What about the dick is the bomb? Do you make exceptions?
Wait, what about the what?
If the dick is the bomb.
Okay, but again, before you get the bomb dick, you understand what this is. And don't get me wrong, and to a certain extent, you got to kind of shut your feelings down. Now, don't get me wrong. Side chick, it's lonely sometimes. Yes, it is. But you come on. It's just like, it's not conducive to what you signed up for. I mean, yeah, it's bomb big. Okay, you come. You lay it down. It is what it is. You be like, damn, I wish you'd give me a little bit more and everything like that. Everybody here has something to think about. Okay, it is what it is.
But look,
on the other side of this, let's be honest, who said that side chick is going to be sitting there 24/7 waiting for him to come by?
Yo, check this out.
Maybe she got something else on the side.
Hold on. Hold on. How much time you got with me, Shilla?
I'm good for a minute. I'm here.
right, hold on. I got one. Hold up. Lisa, you in?
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Hi, Sheila.
Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
All right.
I almost forgot about you because, you know, when Sheila call in, it get when E.F. Hutton.
Oh, stop.
I don't know who remember that. Got to be old to remember that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to bring you in for a minute. Hold on. Hold on, Lisa. I wanted to bring you in. But hold on. Hold on. Sheila.
Yes.
Wait, one more second. One second. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
4562. Did you press one?
Yeah, I'm here, Big Bob. How you doing?
Oh, hey, yo, you got a couple of minutes? You want to call back like 9?
Are you talking to me, Jack?
Yeah.
What time you want me to call?
And hold on, everybody. 1 second. 1 second. Hold on. Hello, testing, 1, 2, 3. Sorry about that, listeners. I really am. I'm sorry I had to do that. But my daughter is 20 years old. She just got her license. She just started driving. And she called me. So whenever she called me, text me, everybody know what happened. I flip out, and my heart starts beating 100 miles a minute, and I get nervous, and I get scared. So I had to click over. I'm sorry about that, but that was her. So she just started driving and everything, and I got scared as hell. But it's a false alarm. Just a daddy call. Anyway, back to the show. Where was that? All right, hold on. Sheila, you still here, right?
Yes.
Lisa, you still here?
Yep.
Oh, yo, B, you want to call back at 9?
It's up to you. Whatever you want me to do, big bro.
Yeah. Call back at 9 because we got a serious conversation going on right now.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll listen. The ladies are giving out some very good information.
You can stay on and listen. It's cool. But you know what I'm saying? Me and you going to start at 9.
Yeah, it's okay, but I'm saying the ladies are giving out some really good information, you know, to power. So that's important in 2023.
Okay, that's my man. All right, look, this is what I wanted to do. Sheila, this
yes.
is what I was trying to say. This is what I was trying to say. I hear the side chick's point of view. I hear all that. But let's play devil's advocate for a minute, Sheila.
Okay.
And let's pretend I'm the wife of the man that you creeping with. You his side chick, and I'm the wife. And I'm married to a man, and you his side chick. Right?
Okay.
Now, in my mind, I'm talking to my girlfriend, and I'm telling her that I think he cheating, and if he is cheating, it's with a low-down, whore-ass, a hoe just trying to break up my family. Why don't she go get her own man? Why would she mess with a married man? I hope she rot in hell. What do you got to say to something like that?
I completely understand those feelings. But one thing she is forgetting, that I can't ride a soft dick. So you got you. I'm not married to you. I didn't stand at the altar with you. You need to be directing that towards that person. You don't know what he told me. A lot of times when we forget that, you don't know what he told me. He could have told me, y'all get ready to get a divorce and marriage bad. Y'all been living like roommates and everything like that. I'm here for the kids. You don't know what he done already told me. But I completely understand what she, how she's feeling. And I understand why she's directing the feelings at the female, because she's scared to direct them at him because he's already out there, and she's scared that if she push at it too much, he's going to completely go out there. So
is,
I understand that, but I disagree
too. Is a side chick a homewrecker?
To some form of degree, but again, this is not a single, you know, situation. That's what everybody got to remember. I can say, I'm going to mess with your man, and just like that, your man played a part in this. That's what
are
a lot of people
Are you trying to outdo his wife? Are you trying to outdo his wife as a side chick?
No. No.
So if he tell you my wife don't give head, then you not turning up. That's what you're trying to tell me?
No. See, that's a totally different context. I'm not trying to outdo his wife, but I'm there to have fun, and it's a mutual understanding. I'm not trying to be in the best head of his life because at the end of the day, he's getting up and he's going home.
You said a good word, though. You just said some good.
You know what I'm saying?
You
I can give you the best
fun.
You just said that, but at the end of the day, you got to get your ass
up
and go home.
Hold up. You hold up. You said you just having fun. Right?
Yeah.
You just having fun. So if you just having fun, maybe side chick's not losing. Maybe the side chick is winning. Maybe the married man is losing.
Maybe the married man is losing. What he's directing at that side chick, he needs to turn around and direct at his wife and strengthen his relationship with his wife.
I said that last
You'd
week.
Be surprised. A lot of them don't be all about sex. A lot of them just want to talk. Just
told everybody
the
last
focus
week.
Of attention.
I told all the females last week, stop just being your husband's wife or your man's woman. Stop just being somebody that cook and take care of the kids. Stop doing that. Be your man's girlfriend. Be your man's mistress. Be your man's dancer. Be your man's whore. Or be your man, whatever role play, whatever. If you be everything that this man wants you to be, then more than likely your man is not gonna step out on you. Stop worrying about your man cheating and worrying about the woman that's trying to have sex with him. And then if you outdo her, then you won't have to worry about him.
No. Maybe you stop and ask me what do her dude like. What is she not doing? Because maybe she's presenting herself a certain way. Like I said, women are freaks and everything. And maybe he's doing stuff that he don't want to. Oh, I don't know. My wife ain't going to be about that. How do you know? But he's not going to bring it to her because he's going to say he's going to be looking at him a certain way. Can't turn it up because he's going to be looking like, who the hell you learned this from? So he's going to take it outside.
He don't want his wife to swallow, but he want his side chick to swallow. because his wife is too perfect. But he don't know his wife be the biggest freak of the week that since the
and she just waiting for him to tap her on the shoulder and tell her to release the beast.
That's how men mess up.
Most men got the most freakiest, nastiest, downright gritty, would do some funky off the wall shit woman living right next to them every night.
I bring the best out of them.
This woman can come at you unconditionally and expose that freak side. She ain't got to worry about you giving her no disease, this, that, and that, no condom, no pregnancy, no all this stuff. Like, she don't have to worry about it. Some of that stuff is off the table. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody knows diseases and everything. I get that part. But she can give you her freakness unconditionally. But men, you got to understand when she opened that door, it was like, yeah, I saw this in the porno. I want to try this. You can't be looking at her like, yeah, you a whole ass bitch. You out there probably doing that shit with all these men and everything like that. They're like, no, I saw it on the porno. I just wanted to try it. Y'all just can't look at it in a different way when she exposes that.
Preach, side chick, preach.
I mean, how she do not know her dude like a finger in his ass when he getting it decent? But he ain't going to tell her that because he going to put she going to take a
guess. What's your sign?
Libra.
What month is that?
September.
I knew it.
It's September and October.
Yeah,
but I'm a September
fucking,
Libra.
No, I knew it. I was born on September 17th. I'm a Virgo.
26.
But I see what I mean? I always get along with Virgos. I mean, with people born in September or Leos or people across the Virgo. I knew you was somewhere around my horoscope. I knew it. For real. I knew it. You a damn September baby.
Yeah, 2-6.
Why everybody in the world watch out for them September babies?
Here you go. Or you won two now.
I'm a dangerous September. I'm a very dangerous September.
I'm complicated.
No,
be simple.
Look, you always come on here and get my you get my head all over the place. I forget where I'm going and I forget what I'm doing.
You come out here and you
steal the show. But for some reason, mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you the truth though. I gotta say, how old are you?
52.
You 52 years old?
And proud. Yes.
You light-skinned it?
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
I'm not high yellow.
Oh, okay.
I'm more or less like cream in your coffee, light-skinned it.
You paper bag 10?
Hell no. Thicker than a Snicker. Fuck that.
So you 5'2". How much you weigh? How much do you weigh?
No, I ain't no 5'2". I ain't telling my weight, but I ain't no 5'2". I'm 5'5 and a half. Almost close to 5'6". I ain't no 5'2". I'm 52 in age.
You sound like you heavy.
Yeah, I'm a big girl.
I mean, all right, it's cool. I like big women. You can pay like they weigh.
You got to have a strong back to mess with a big girl.
Thick in the waist and pretty in the face. That's how we like them.
You see, the big girl, you can't be putting her on the dresser and put her all over there. You gotta, she gonna plant her ass firmly in the bed. So you gotta have a strong back to move on. I'm just saying.
I just don't like big girls when they call themselves getting, when they call themselves losing control. Like I'm telling you, if you ain't never seen a big woman lose their control in bed, you ain't never seen nothing. You know what I'm saying? Until you see a big girl.
What context?
Hurt me. Beat this pussy up. Hurt me.
You mean talk dirty?
Choke me. Choke me. Pull my hair.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with being choked, you're saying. But you talking about talking dirty?
Yo, I'm not messing with you tonight.
No, the thing, that's tapping on some S&M. That's a totally different show. What I'm trying to say is this. You'd be surprised. A lot of black people are into that, too. Hello. But
My friend likes
and
to
and that
be
has too. A steep one, too.
Okay. Nothing. Never mind.
No, say it again. Say it again. Don't be scared.
No, I said something, but then I thought about what I said. You should never reveal what somebody likes sexually, because then people be trying that. So they'd be like, where's the girl at? He said like to be choked. Where's that girl at? He said. So we can't
oh,
do
I get that. There
you got me. I almost let the cat out the bag.
You
can say it because we don't know who you are. So you can say you like to be choked. We don't know who you are.
See, I'm going to say this. People are like, oh, you like to be choked. No, that's a form of sexual pleasure. Some people like a little pain and pleasure. Now, don't be like, oh, pain, that's crazy. That's not what I'm saying. There's degrees to it. Everything. You see, people just say, oh, pain and pleasure, and get this stigma on it, and it's degrees to it. You can do a painful pleasure situation where you can have a woman do anything she wants to you as you sit back and you can't touch her. That's a pain and pleasure experience because you've given your pleasure over to her. And that comes underneath dominant and submissive. See, it's degrees to it. It ain't all about whips and chains, which ain't a bad thing in a new circumstance, but it ain't all about whips and chains and being tied up and all that Ooh. Stuff like that and spanky. It degrees to it.
Who told you your pussy was good? Who told you that?
Who?
Who the fuck told you
or
that?
Or do you?
What?
I've been told that.
Who told you that? You talk.
What, you want
to name and
date
or something? I'm not calling you Sheila no more. I'm calling you GP. Good
GP.
Pussy.
What's
I'm
that?
Not calling you Sheila no more.
You know
I'm
what?
I'm calling
you're
you GP. From now on, your name is GP.
No.
GP.
No.
Yes.
Somebody twisted my, turned me out and exposed me to that.
You talk like
but
somebody.
But they did it in
GP.
A nice and gentle kind of way. So then I just took it to a couple of levels above that. But I ain't just walk up and be like, hey, I want to do it. Somebody turned me out.
Oh.
I'm going to be honest.
Hold on one minute.
Hello?
5:43 live.
It's Dr. James. How you doing?
James, you ain't scared to call in tonight with this vicious,
devious. I'm going to say this now. what you was talking about, the sidekick and the woman, doing what she's supposed to be doing with her man, and that's why he's looking for somebody else. Most of my friends, like I have.
You believe that? You believe
that? Yeah, I talk to most of my friends, like they all, like we 60, right? So most of us, we've been married, and our main reason most of the time why we break up is because the woman don't want to do nothing you know, after a certain period of time, she like shut it down. She ain't doing nothing no more. And she don't give you no reason. She don't give you no explanation. He just don't feel like it. So then the man go out and get the young girl or somebody else. Be a sugar daddy
is
or
that,
whatever you want to call.
What? Is that what you did? Is that what you did?
I ain't going to say that. I can say you can call me daddy.
Can I say something about that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Another thing about the a woman just shut it down. You know what the biggest issue women have with men? We don't feel desired. I'm gonna give y'all some pointers, and I'm gonna lose some points with the women, but that's okay, ladies. I'm trying to help us out. You can start making love to a woman 8 o'clock in the morning, and I'm not talking about physically. You can have sex with her mind. By the time she see you, she be butt naked, spread wide open, and dripping for you. Just call her and be like, "Damn, baby, how you doing?" He said, "You know what? I remember a long time ago when you wore that such and such and such. But we did that such and such and such. That just ran across my mind. I just thought I'd give you a call and, you know, tell you about that and everything. Love you. Have a good day." She be sitting there all day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was trying to get home. He did. That was something. That's all y'all got to do. Just a simple, less than 2 minute phone call. Make love to us every other way but physically, and you will have us physically. I don't know if that kind of makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
The problem with what a lot of men tell me is a lot of these women, when they shut you off, they don't want to talk about it.
You got to
figure out. And I'm talking about quite a few of my friends. We talk about it. It's not like the woman saying, "Oh, I'm doing this because of this." They just, I don't feel like it. They just shut you off.
Yo, baby, you want some? Can I get some of that tonight? Is there anything like that? Make a buildup. That's what I'm trying to say. Make her crave you. And it doesn't mean you don't have to touch her to get her that way.
No, you're right about that.
If you call her throughout the day, and I'm not talking about a lot of times, one time, and say, "Baby, you remember that dress you wore when we went out to such and such? What color was that?" I'm trying to remember that. I'm trying to picture that on you again in my mind. And you could be lying and forgot about that whole situation. But I say that to say this. The fact that you that ran across your mind would turn her on. Because now she's feeling like, "I can give myself to him," because somewhere in his thought process there. I don't want you just coming with a hard giggle all the time. "Hey, baby, can I get something to sit there?" I want to make love to your mind. I want you to desire me mentally. You have me physically because I'm your wife, but I want you to make love to me mentally, emotionally. Another thing, you could run a woman a bath and be like, "Baby, this is for you. You had a hard day and everything like that," and don't touch her. She'll climb all over you. Be like, "No, baby, no, this is for you. I want you to relax and have a good time and everything like that." By the time she get out that doggone bathtub, she'll be like, "Yeah, where you at? What you doing? What you come in here? I'm putting some oil on my back and everything like that." You ain't even got to touch her. She will come to you. That's what I'm saying. We like foreplay. We like to know that we're desired, wanted, craved, and everything like that. Because, yes, we do that. We have that feeling for y'all. But after a while, when y'all don't reciprocate it, it goes away.
A woman can lay on the bed and have sex all day.
Yes.
You talk a good game. You know, I mean, I feel that. I like your conversation.
You need a good game. This is for college tribulation and hurt.
I'm the king. I'm the king of foreplay. Trust me on that. I'm the king of foreplay. I foreplay like 45 minutes. I'm the king.
But you talk about touching her, right?
Yeah, foreplay. I have sex with her mind. And I always I was taught that if a woman was in a bed naked and I could be in the bed fully clothed and I could satisfy her so much than if she was in the bed with another man that was naked. That's what I was taught when I was had to satisfy. But the same thing
wait,
about the phone calls and all that stuff. That's true. I'm saying that's true what you're saying. I second that emotion. Hold on, Chilla. Lisa.
I just feel like that they don't, but they don't.
Hold on,
like,
hold on, Dr. James. One second, Dr. James. Lisa. Still here? Lisa. She must have fell asleep and went to the bathroom. Lisa. Okay, go ahead, Dr. James.
I'm just saying, a lot of times, they don't want to talk about it. Like, if you need foreplay, you need this, that. Can't you tell your spouse that or your mate? I need more foreplay. I need to be stimulated.
That's
the
issue between men and women. And that's the issue between men and women. Women are born to be emotional creatures. Men are born to think with their head. And let's get the job done. It is what it is. We're going to do this, everything like that. We need to be finessed sometimes. But that's the biggest issue between men and women. Women, we just think in your mind, you automatically assume and already should know. But y'all don't, and that's our fault. Tell him. Let me tell you.
Exactly.
My birthday is September 26th. Don't you know when September 1st come, my dude, I mean, like, September 1st, 25 days to my birthday, so you ain't got to tell me I forgot September 10th, 16 days to my birthday. I'm going to remind you so you don't forget.
Exactly, because I forget every anniversary there is. I don't forget. What if my kids told me, I would never know.
But in that same token, right?
You remember one time, Shilla. You five five.
Yeah. You have my Facebook. I am not. You don't ask no women. I'm a big girl. I ain't no secret.
I forgot your name on Facebook. I've been looking for you on Instagram.
You have my Instagram.
I know, but
you follow me.
Inbox me on Instagram. Don't shout it out on the live, because I've been having a lot of problems with emails giving out their information and then people using it for the wrong reasons. So I don't want you to say your Instagram online, but inbox me on Instagram, because I forgot your name on Instagram, or inbox me on Facebook, either one. All right.
You said about Facebook. What is your name on Facebook?
Randy J. Sean Jackson.
You act like I knew that. I can give you a government name. I didn't know that.
I just said Randy J. Sean Jackson.
I know. I said you assuming that I knew your government name. I just knew you as J. Sean.
Oh, yeah.
See? What you getting all tongue twisted and twisted up for? Don't be sure.
What?
I won't do to you won't allow me to do.
you've been reading books and shit and talking to too many people. Like, you like a challenge for a man. You know what I'm saying? When you come on my show, all the men on my show, let me tell you, all the men on my show is ex-players, pimps, gigolos, cheaters, gamers. All the men on my show is hustlers. So you got to be careful.
No, because my brother was a pimp, and he read Iceberg Slim.
that's the greatest book I ever read. I'm just joking.
Because he's like,
you know,
like,
you know,
listen,
don't
let this,
I don't know what all the men is that listen to my show. I got a lot of listeners. I'm just joking. I know I got a lot of hardworking, dedicated husbands and dedicated boyfriends and baby fathers and politicians or whatever. I'm just joking.
This is Dr. James. Now, I used to be the pimp.
See, that go one right there. See? That go one right there. I didn't
say you said you used to be the pimp, right?
Yeah, I turned in my player card. Now.
Okay, so then player, you should have no problem finessing a woman out her drawers. You shouldn't have to go get
Dr.
no
James.
Young girl.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on, Dr. James, one second. Stay with me, Dr. James. I got you. 4562.
Yeah, I'm here, Jay. What's going on, big bro?
You on right now. You been listening to the show?
Yes.
What do you think about outside extraordinaire GP on the line?
See, there you go again.
What you think about our side chick advocate, extraordinaire?
I'm just saying stuff that some women are scared to say.
What you think about the queen of the...
She's got the right perspective. You know, there's nothing wrong with the side chick, but what she has to understand is that she can't allow herself to have the false expectation that she's going to be the main chick. As long as she understands that her being the main chick is off the table, then it's nothing wrong with it. But the moment she thinks that she's going to be the main chick, then that's inconclusive, because you got to understand something. Why would you want to be the main chick when the man is a cheater? Like, don't you think he's going to do that to you?
Thank you. That's what I've been saying. Thank you.
I mean, the side chick is really just being with a cheater. So if you become the main chick, 9 times out of 10, your turn is coming too.
Exactly. That's why they got to know how to play their position. You know what you signed up for. Come on. It is what it is.
Well, I'd like to say that, listen, we grown folks. Listen, I'm 50 plus. I don't have time to play games with women about what this is. Listen, we grown people. You know what this is. We're going to have this conversation. And if our characters match and our personalities match, then we're going to do what we do. We'll figure this thing out as we go. But when you're a man and you're dealing with a woman who knows that you're married, she can never put the false expectation that she's going to be the main chick. I mean, because at the end of the day, like, you really dealing with a cheater.
That's what I've been saying the whole time.
Yeah, who wants to step into that role and then 6 months later, you'll be the one that's wondering, where's your man? Like, nah, exactly. It don't work that way. We grown people. Let's call this for what it is. It's a sex thing.
Hallelujah. Yes.
It's a sex thing. I mean, listen, a lot of wives are willing to be the freak that their husband is desiring them to be, but the husband don't know how to bring it out of her, so therefore he feels it's easier to go outside the relationship, not understanding that the woman he got, she ready to go all in, but it's his job to figure out what it is her desires is. And once he figured that out, it's all good, baby. It's all, because you got to understand something, Jay. Most women don't communicate the sexuality thing. They think we're supposed to know.
Didn't I just say that?
What do you mean? Yeah, you said that. B, so you trying to say you're not a cheater, B? You don't deal with side chick, B?
I have in the past. If you want me to be completely honest, you know.
So are they good for a relationship or not? Are they heathens? Are they heathens?
No, I would. No, they're not home wreckers. You can't say that they're home wreckers when they're dealing with a cheater. How can they be the home wrecker? Like the man has a part to play in it too.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Who losing? Who losing in this whole thing? The wife.
Who's really losing? Is
the
wife.
The side chick.
The wife is losing. The wife is losing. That's who really losing is the wife.
Mm-hmm.
She losing. The side chick ain't got nothing to lose. She don't live at that address where the husband's going. So the wife is losing. The side chick ain't losing nothing, because she's getting the gifts, she's getting the perks, she's getting what she wants out of it, and that's it. She ain't losing. How is she losing? The wife is losing.
My
thing is that when people expect more out of something that it's not, that's the problem. That's when it becomes a problem. Like the lady is saying, when you go into it knowing that you're the side chick, you got to stay right there. You can't allow your emotions to ride higher than what the relationship is.
Preach, as I've been saying.
How about if that wife gets somebody else too? Yeah, who's the cheater?
Well, that's a possibility. That's a possibility. So it works both ways. I agree with you, bro. It works both ways. I'm just talking about from a side chick's perspective when she's dealing with a married man. That's all I'm saying. Like, you got to take your emotions out of it when you're a side chick. You cannot put your emotions in it, because you're setting yourself up for failure. Because nine times out of ten, the man is not going to leave his wife.
Exactly.
It's very few guys I know that have left their wife for the side chick. Very few. Very few.
I know one.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's very few that do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very few that do that. And so it's something that we got to learn, you know, as men and women. I think in 2023, listen, I'm single and I like it. I mean, do I get lonely? Yeah. You know, sometimes I want to, you know, go on a date or whatever. You know, those things happen. But I decided to enjoy being single, and then when I run across somebody, it'll work, because now
I don't mean to cut you off. I apologize, but look, you just said something good. You single, right?
Yes.
So would you become a side dick to a married woman?
Ooh.
Keep it real.
Not at this age. Not at this age. And because I say that because of my experiences. I'm not saying that I wouldn't have done it, but not now in my life, because that's a very dangerous road. And I don't like danger. That's a dangerous road. That's a dangerous road because
it ain't got nothing to do with your integrity or your morals. You don't want to get your ass kicked.
I don't want to get shot. Yeah, I don't want to get shot. So Jay, you got to understand something. You got
to
understand something, Jay.
It don't got nothing to do with your heart
Well, I won't mess with
Jay, you got to understand something. If you don't learn from the game, then you're losing, bro. You're losing. You can't be in the game and don't learn.
Everybody heard that, right? So he don't give a damn about the fact that he'd be banging somebody else's wife. He don't care. Hey, yo, B, I know you told me don't start no shit today. He told me don't start no shit.
Hey, listen, I know you're going to start anyway. that's why I love you. That's why I call into the show, because I know when it comes to you, you're going to pull some stuff out. That's just who you are. That's just who you are. And I'm cool with that, you know what I'm saying? I'm a grown man. I can handle the heat.
So you don't care that you're having sex with another man's wife. You don't care that it could be another man that's working hard. He love his wife. He'd die forever. He want to grow. You don't care about he would die to save his life, his wife's life before his. You don't care about none of that. You would bang his wife, but you the only reason you won't do it because you don't want to get shot. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. People are killing you these days, bro. I'm not trying to have that on my obituary. Died over a married man's wife. That's not going to happen, bro. I'm not going out like that.
On the book for the if a man come in and see his wife having sex with another man and kill him, he usually don't go to jail because that's the heat of the passion. There's a law in the book for that.
A B.
I'm a little bit smarter than that, bro.
A B, check this out. I just kept trying to throw you the line. I kept trying to throw you the line. I just kept trying to throw you the line to make you humble, to make you seem somewhat. I was trying to throw you the line, bro, but you stood on your grounds.
Absolutely.
You stood on your grounds that the only reason you ain't banging a married woman is because you don't want to get shot. Hey, yo.
Nah, I ain't trying to get shot, bro.
I'm trying to have another date. Yo, hold on.
I'm trying to have another date, bro.
That's for you. That's for you.
Yeah, Jay, I've been doing this a long time, bro. I've been doing this a long time, relationships, women, and sex. I've been doing this a long time, and it's one thing I learned, bro, that when a man loves a woman, that's a dangerous line right there, bro. And if you're not wise enough to recognize that, then they got a place for you. And the place that you're going, ain't nobody there but you.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to go there, bro. I'm trying to have another date. I'm trying to go out again. I'm not trying to get shot behind no woman, bro. No, I'm not doing that right there. There's too many women out here for that, bro. You know how many women out here that desire a man? Like, it's crazy women out here now, bro. You ain't got no guys
around, bro. That's real. Yo, who taught you that?
Yeah, women. It's probably 20 women to every one man right now, bro.
You
gotta really have another man's wife to have a woman. Like, you gotta be kidding me, bro.
Listen. Who taught you that?
Experience.
Because I'm telling you, everything you saying. One of my brothers told me when I was 15 years old. Everything you just said, I was taught that about 14 or 15 years old. Everything you just said, I had an older brother to tell me. So you said you learned from trials and tribulations and experiences.
Absolutely.
I was taught that.
That's
so
the best teacher,
bro.
I already knew that.
Like, I'm telling you, I'm 59 years old. One time in my whole life, I messed it with somebody I knew, woman. One time, in my whole life.
And how'd that work out for you?
I'm going to tell you. And the only reason I did that is because the person kept hounding me and chasing me, And her man was in jail. And she caught me one night on a block that I used to hang on, and I was tipsy, and I was a little drinking too much and smoked up, and she tricked me, and we went to the hotel one time.
Stop it. Stop it.
No, I was drinking.
But she tricked you.
Then she said, how did it work out for me? Then I went to the hotel, and things went. They didn't work out in my favor. We had a malfunction. Not on my
I understand about malfunction. I tell you.
I keep it real. I keep it real on my show. People call me crazy
Most
or whatever.
Definitely.
When you listen to my show, you get the real.
Absolutely. That's why I like calling in, because it's a platform to get truth about how people feel, men and women, about relationships, married, side chicks, or what. So it's a good show.
I promote everybody's show, the shows that talk about politics and righteousness and food and health. You know what I mean? I promote everybody's show because it's enough for everybody. But when I gotta say, when I come to my show, I keep it real. I might not always be correct, but I'll be honest. And we're gonna talk about everything on the show. We're gonna talk about everything from anal sex to who gonna win the presidency in 2024. You know what I'm saying? Because we keep it real. And everybody listening to this show,
this is Jay Sean, baby. This is nothing but real stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is real stuff. This is real stuff out here. I'm talking about real facts. I'm talking about real truth. You know, it's a lot of women here that desire a man. So people, it might be different, you know what I'm saying? But I'm an older person, so my experiences have taught me what line to cross and what line not to cross. So I don't do it, you know what I'm saying? I stand on my own convictions. That means that if I got to be by myself to stand on what my conviction is, then I'm going to just be by myself. I'm not going to allow a woman to have me to cross the line for a two-hour thing that could cost me my life. That's not going to happen, bro. That's not going to happen. I'm not doing that.
Sheila, did you send me the inbox?
Did I send you the what? The invite?
Inbox,
on Instagram?
I mean,
to
know who you are. What?
You just said, hey, back to me on Facebook. A messenger.
No, I did.
Yeah.
What?
I said, "Hey, Randy, Jay Sean Jackson." You said, "Hey."
Oh! I see. I'm drinking. I didn't. I'm drinking, Sheila. I didn't know. My bad.
Hey, big brother, did you get that teleport yet?
Alcohol did last time.
Did you get that teleport yet?
I got some for you. You stop by.
You get that teleport?
Yeah, I got some for you when you stop by.
Yeah, I stopped by at 9:30. It's like 9:20 right now.
Yeah, yo, I gave this girl some teleport. She was sick for 4 days.
She's weak on the stomach, big bro.
That's that one. Hold up, everybody. I'm looking through Sheila pictures now.
No, you didn't.
Yo, why you messing with Sheila like that, Jay? She a good person.
See?
Hey, that's my girl. That's my girl. That's my girl right there.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's my girl right there.
She know her position out here. She a good person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay.
See, women, wife will fight the other woman. A man will kill y'all quick, and we'll sit there and be like, baby, but we love you. It didn't mean nothing. And he kind of forced it on me. We'll play that pussy, and he be done shot y'all. Boom.
Yeah, we be dead.
Sheila, I see your work. You about an eight plus.
Thank you much.
She's an eight.
I appreciate the story.
Yeah, that's more than average, so that's good.
Hold on. One second, everybody. Mm-hmm. 5885, you lost.
How you doing, AJ?
Hey, what's up? Toya.
Yes, that's
right.
Just listening to the show, yes.
I thought it was a little bit maybe too rated X for you.
Well, I've been listening in. It went, you know, different ways, but I've been listening in.
Have you found anything distasteful?
What happened?
Have you heard anything that was distasteful that shouldn't have been said? Couldn't believe it was said.
Listen, it is what it is. Nothing that anybody said was wrong. That's there, you know. We all grown.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to say.
We all grown.
We do what we want.
That's what grown people do, and that's their choice. Right?
You a nun?
I'm not no nun.
You know
what are you talking about?
No, I'm just asking.
No.
You Baptist?
No. I'm sorry.
Huh? You
I'm
Baptist?
Sorry?
Catholic?
Baptist. I'm not
huh?
Catholic, no. I'm not Protestant. Catholic, no. Baptist. I'm not Catholic.
Oh, Baptist.
No. Mm-hmm.
No, it's the reason why I'm asking you that. Because
okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm always gonna mess with you. You know that. But you know it ain't nothing but love. Big time. But the inquiring minds, you not a devout Baptist.
No.
Okay, you was born, you just grew up like that. No, why?
Yeah.
Okay, why I'm saying that is because if you was a dedicated religious person or something like that, then
mm-hmm.
I wonder, is it okay for you to just say whatever people do is their business as long as they grown? You know what I mean?
No, definitely. I understand what you're saying.
Because if you was like a devout Christian or something like that, and I would have asked you that, you'd have been like, oh, no, they're heathens. And you know what I mean? They going to the abomination and burn in hell or whatever.
I was raised
a
Jehovah's Witness, so what you trying to say?
But I know. But, no, she just said we all – no, that's cool what she said. People got to think about that. We all grown. And that's real. We all
mm-hmm.
grown. Everybody got to be responsible for their ways and actions. The wife, the husband, the side chick, everybody got – I mean, we all grown. We all should know right from wrong. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But the thing is, what's right and wrong of the eye of the beholder to what a man might be married and think it's right for him to have a woman on the side. A woman might think it's right for her to be true to her man. when do we draw the line on what's right and wrong, or what's love and hate, or what's gonna make a relationship go to the next level? Like, when do we draw the line on something? Because everything everybody's saying tonight is real. Dr. James and Sheila, everybody who talk, like, everything is real. But when you take all the cards off the table and send all the people home with the big hats, and reality is setting, and you're just sitting there with you and your God, what is right and what is wrong? Can you just say we all adults? Can you just say I'm a side chick, but it's his wife's problem to worry about what he do. It got to come a time when everybody morals set in and integrity and stuff like that. Because we talk about it loosely, you know what I'm saying? But when I talk about it, I really try to hope everybody know that I try to break down every scenario, every situation, and every person, position in the game that they call
you
whatever
really
cheating
that, that
and
depends
stuff
on
like
the person and their beliefs and their overall view of themselves. As in, so you and your God, as in what you might think is right at the moment, but you know it's wrong, but you're still doing it.
LaToya,
so that's a little
LaToya,
internal.
LaToya.
Uh-huh.
Is a side chick a homewrecker?
Is she a homewrecker?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Could, and then again, no. I don't know, Jess. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that.
Hey, LaToya, that's cool. You cool. LaToya, you know you cool with me. You know that, right?
Well, thank you.
I always mess with you. We never really met in person. We just know from the radio show, but we got to go. What's your sign?
Gemini.
Oh, hell no.
Woo! I'm a Gemini.
You a Gemini? Sheila's a September baby like me, and you a Gemini. I have so many bad experiences with Geminis. I'm a big into horoscopes.
My birthday is Juneteenth.
June what?
Tenth. June 19th.
A damn Gemini. Listen, everybody, hold on. Stay with me. Don't go nowhere. Everybody, stay with me, please. 8555, you live.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's the deal? What's going on?
I can't call it, man. Just been listening to you, man. It's, you know, a few things I've been listening to. I mean, the one thing where you just asked about what you would do if you was home by yourself and how would you think about a situation. The sister pretty much answered it based on, you know, what you do and how you see things is based on your belief system. I agree with that. You know, so I agree that, you know, it's based on our belief system. Now, the other thing you asked the sister is the side chick, the home wrecker. The reality is, no, she's not the home wrecker because whoever the side person is, they're not the home wrecker because you're obligated to who you're with. You know what I mean? If I'm with my wife and I decide to start messing with a side chick, the side chick ain't responsible. I'm responsible, you know, because I made a decision to step out of my relationship. And that's the thing that, you know, we have to understand. And, you know, and like I said, years ago, I've been guilty of said situations. However, now that I've grown to be more mature as a man and looking at our surroundings as a people and how infidelity and all other type of things affect us, it's like now my position changed. Like the brother was saying, he, you know, he wouldn't sleep with somebody's wife because he don't want to die. My thing is different. Mine's on some more on a moral level and more on a level of concerned about us as a people. I don't want to do it because, one, I realize how much it hurts the woman. And once we start hurting the women, we leave the women out here hurt for the next man that may be ready to treat her right. And because we've hurt her, she loses the opportunity for happiness because she hasn't healed. And that's happening way too often in our communities, where also the same brother saying now he's single. And that's the thing that we need to take time. We as individuals, as men and women, need to take time to heal from the grief and the hardship of past relationships. What I think we're doing too often is we're jumping in new relationships with our old baggage, and the new relationship is doomed before it began because we haven't healed and we still got too much baggage from the last relationship, and it's hurting us. Go ahead.
So you married? You married?
Yes, I am.
So you talking from a married man's point of view, right?
Yeah, from a married man or a serious relationship point of view. You know what I mean? Even in a serious relationship nowadays.
Somebody texted me and said he don't sound like he's telling the truth. He know he cheats.
Well, I mean, like I said before. I've been guilty of that. So I know from experience of what cheating does. And at the time when I used to cheat, I didn't look at the results of what my cheating would do to my now wife. I didn't look at how much pain I caused her and the what it did to her as an individual, because women start looking at it like, What did they do wrong? You know, what is it that they could have done different that stopped you from cheating? Even though a lot of times when men cheat, it has nothing to do with what she does. It just has something to do with what they want to do. But you can't make somebody believe that when you continuously cheat on them and they get the chance to feel that emotional strain and that emotional neglect. It's a neglect, because if you think about it, while you, like the sister said, finessing another woman, who's finessing your wife? You know, no, she's not getting finessed. You're not finessing her because you're using lies to finesse another woman. So she's losing out. And when you're cheating, you don't think about that because you're in the midst of getting what you want. So once you stop and step back and look at, okay, from the cheating guy to the faithful guy, now you realize all the stuff that you was doing that it wasn't conducive to build a tight relationship. And you got to think there's children involved a lot of times when we cheat. So how do the children play out in the house when the wife feeling despair, angry, hurt, and all that, and the man running around cheating? Who takes care of the children? How much energy does she have to give to the children? So things of that nature, that's the thing that makes me say, okay, we got to look at this thing from a different angle, because you looking at cats out here murdering cats, and why is that? Because a woman might have let a cat go because he was cheating, and now since they're not together, he don't want to take care of the child. Now the child without the father, and you know, he don't even know how to love a man because he never got the experience to love a man because his father wasn't around. And it ain't that his mother wasn't a good mother, but it's just that he never loved a man. And then he learned how to love a man in the streets when he get recruited by the gang. And now that love is distorted. And now you got little murderers running around here. So that's my thing behind cheating and all of that, because it has ripple effects that go down even beyond the woman and even beyond what we see at the time for a few minutes of pleasure. That's my thing. Whoever, you know, say they don't believe me, hey, that's on them. You know what I'm saying? Because I have no reason to lie. You know, lying ain't going to benefit nobody. Like you say, this is about keeping it real. This is about telling the truth. This is about giving us guidance so that we can change some of the things that we do that we might think is right and may think that is conducive to us as a whole. I'm on a whole different path than what I used to be. So my thing now is not just about me. It's about we and us. It used to be about me and I. Now it's about we and us. And because we need the family structure to change the conditions that we're in. You know, so that's where I'm at with it. You go ahead. You can go ahead now, my brother.
Peace, brother.
She said peace, brother.
Peace,
look,
peace.
Go ahead. That's LaToya right there. Look, hold on one second.
All right.
Look.
97.94, you hear?
Yes, sir.
You had a comment?
Yes, I got a comment, man. You were saying
Hold that thought. One second.
Right.
Everybody on the line, I gotta take one quick break real quick. Please stay on the line. This is a very important conversation. We're having a really good show tonight. With everybody on. I gotta take a quick break. Somebody at my door, really. So I gotta see what's going on.
Okay.
So we're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna come right back to you, brother. We're gonna come back with everybody on the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. You know what I mean? We're not always correct, but we honest. So I just want everybody to bear with me. Give me like 3 minutes. I'll be right back on the show. Peace.
Hello.
Yes, we back.
Yes, sir.
Is somebody snoring on the phone? Oh,
I'm here waiting.
9794, go ahead. You got the floor. Did you want to say something, make a comment?
Yes, I got a comment, and I also want to say something.
Okay, where you calling from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
North Carolina, okay, North Carolina in the house. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, what I wanted to say about the whole side piece topic, what the last brother said, that was actually a politically correct answer. But the real answer is, yeah, the side piece messed up the household, because when the wife find out, you know what I'm saying? She taking the car, the kids, and the damn dogs with her, too. So it's a double whammy. So the side piece is the whole record, you know, especially if she know, I'm sure she know that you're married or whatever the case might be. So, you know, her knowing that just gives her more leverage, because at the end of the day, once you get kicked out, where you going to go? But, yeah, why wouldn't the side piece be the record? But I also wanted to add to
wait a minute.
To what you said. Hello?
It takes two to tango. So,
I would like to comment on that as well when he does. But let the brother finish.
Okay.
I would like to comment on that. Go ahead, finish up, brother.
Mm-hmm. So, last but not least, I don't know what side of the earth you from or where you went to school at, Jay, but Gemini, the best sign, 6/16 all day. And look, you know what? My mother is a twin, and I'm a twin, but my twin lives in my body. And I'm assuming you know who you're talking to at this point, Jay.
Yeah, them Geminis. I know them Geminis is something else, man.
Hey, don't be against us. Join us. That's all we need. We school you. We got you.
But look.
But this
hey,
oh,
I know,
this oh, bro.
Of course I know what this is. This is Big O. Big O from North Carolina. But look, oh, check this out. One thing, now I just want to say this to my listeners. I appreciate you calling in and giving your, your opinion, your feedback, because that's what the podcast is all about. My podcast is about keeping it real. We got people that come out here and they talk about side chicks. We got people that come out here and represent the husbands. And you come out here and you talk about, and you say like the side chicks is the home wreckers. You know what I mean? That's what podcast is about, because one thing that's unique about the world and about people in the universe is that nothing is the same. So we all got different opinions. We all got different feelings. That don't make – it's no right or wrong answer. And I said that earlier, I think. I was talking to LaToya. I think I said that when everybody grown. Like, in the end, we all grown. We do what we want to do. When it's time for us to answer to God, we got to answer. I got to answer. You don't got to answer to him for what I do. I don't got to answer to him for what Sheila do. No, when it's my time to get to the pearly gate, I got to answer for myself.
Yeah, the side piece is like that fine print.
Everybody got opinions.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate your opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that side piece is like that fine print that you didn't read.
Sheila might not agree with you. What you think about that, Sheila?
Well, let me answer that. Let me answer that.
Oh, go ahead.
That show could go on.
Yeah. Hey, because if she ain't doing what she got to do, somebody going to do it anyway. But I'm listening.
right, my thing is this. The side piece didn't make, you know, the side piece didn't come into the relationship. She didn't make no commitment to your woman. The side piece didn't make no commitment. You made the commitment. So when someone says the side piece is the home wrecker, that's letting themselves off the hook, because you had the ability to walk away and say no. You know what I mean? You had the ability to say, look, I can't do this. Or you let your lady know, look, things ain't working right. I think I got it. You know, I need to, you know, seek something else. And that's that right now. That's the mature way, because what we've been doing, and like I said, I'm not guilty. I'm guilty of doing it that way, lying and manipulating to have sex with women. I'm guilty of that.
Uh-huh.
So I know from experience, and I know what it does, and I see the results of when we do that. What do you think the side piece is? The side piece is a woman that been hurt by a man too. So she don't want no man. So she ends up being a side piece because she don't want no man. She'd have been hurt and lied to too many times. So it's on
us.
We got to start being more straight up. If you came to her, if you can tell her, look, I got a wife, you could won't go back and tell your wife, look, I want a side piece. If that's the case, you already know what's going to happen. If she find out, you go be anus out. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, that maturity, I understand the maturity thing, but, man, I done seen a whole lot of granddaddies think a little different when they see that BBL.
Hey, I mean, it's really,
I'm just being real with you. If they not doing it at home, they not going, you know what I'm saying, somebody going to do some. What you ain't doing at home, trust me, she going to get it from somewhere else. And if you want to label it a side piece or a friend of a friend or what they like to call it in the South, that's my guy friend, or that's my lady friend, or friend gal. I mean, you know, that's just life, the society we living in. You know, that side piece is real. That's a whole bill by itself. And unfortunately, if you're not paying your bill, she's going to come at your door like a debt collector. But I'm sorry, I'm done.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yeah,
Chilla, you still here?
Yes.
So what you think about my man when he said the side piece is a home wrecker?
I forgot the other guy's name. He said it right. He was like, first and foremost, as I said earlier, that it takes two to tangle. So you can't say, oh, she wrecked the home, like she pursued him, she came after him. He could always say, no, I'm married. I don't step out on my wife. I don't do stuff like that. He turned around and answered the call, or he pursued her. So it's not, she's not the home wrecker. She didn't stand on the altar and got married to nobody and gave no vows. She ain't signed up for that. He did. So he breaking his vows this way. So how is the side piece the home wrecker? Technically, dude is the home wrecker, because he should text to his wife instead of talking to the side piece about what he wants and why he's unhappy, what's going on. That's who's
Jay,
the
you
home
mind
wrecker,
if I chime in?
The dude.
Go ahead. All right, so my thing is this. I'm going to change the scenario just a little bit. So what happens in an event, because, you know, based off statistics and based off what I've witnessed, when the tables are turned and a woman is considered a home wrecker, because we find out that your boss man is your side piece, why is it that you get to take the kids in the house and everything that we work for? Because you're the woman? That make it, you know,
that's sometimes written things up as in a divorce and stuff like that. That's a whole different.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's a whole different topic,
you know,
and everything like that.
Included.
But, you know. But you can.
Yeah, that's
but
breaking your vows, right?
Always leads to divorce.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just
what
saying,
about
you know.
Say, most
that's
people my, understand that we stepped out or whatever the case may be, and just. We need to go to some counseling and get this back on track.
But what if it's,
hey, yo,
what if it's platonic and y'all
hold
and
up, hold
and y'all
up,
agreed
time
on
up,
that?
Time up.
Time out, time out. Sheila.
Yes.
When you first became a side chick, what age was you when you first did that?
About 33.
Okay. How many serious relationships had you been in by 33?
Two. One for 6 years and one for five.
And both of them ended because of the man?
One was mutual understanding that this wasn't, we both unhappy, this ain't working. And the other one, he threw away 6.5 years. Well, 6.5 years.
So okay, good. Okay. So the one that made you feel like you threw away 6.5 years, is he the one that sent you into where you was put yourself in a position where you could be a side chick and you didn't give a fuck?
I would say the hurt from that.
Okay, cool.
I would say the hurt
from
that. Because they'd be like, okay,
all right, follow me on this.
I still got you.
So
now we're getting somewhere.
I think Shadeep touched on that earlier. I'm not sure. But look, is it the reason that you could speak about how side chicks the way you do is because you was hurt one time?
Yeah.
Okay,
you still got wants and needs, but you also extremely guarded, so you figure you want all the perks, but you don't want what else comes with that.
Okay, no, I feel you on
so
that.
So that's basically
what's
what the side chick getting out of it.
I feel you on that. But only thing I'm going to say is one thing I'm going to say. Like if you was hurt one time, that's the same reason I say I don't believe in love. Like I call myself Mr. Fuck Love. I don't believe in love because everybody, whoever told me they love me, hurt me. So I don't want to hear that word no more. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to know nothing about that word when it comes between love between me and another woman. I don't want to know about it. It don't exist anymore. Love don't live here anymore. But it don't. So from you being hurt that one time, that pushed you into a situation where now you could be a side chick yourself.
That made me a
right?
try it. And then life choices and things going on that was going on in my personal life that I knew I didn't have what it takes for a relationship to grow because of what things are going on with my mother's health, taking care of her and stuff like that. So that fit into my life. As in, I got wants and needs, and it is what it is, and nothing more, nothing less.
Okay, that's
now,
cool.
Can I comment?
You're far from 33. That's been a long time ago.
Well,
I mean, you said how many serious relationships before I tried it. You didn't ask me to have a serious relationship after I tried it.
Oh, so you have tried relationships since then that didn't work.
I've tried it, and it gets to the point, like I said, when I first tried it, You have to get used to, you're going to be lonely. And sometimes certain things you want to do that you can't do. And you're going to have to realize that you can't get out of pocket.
Are you talking about
someone schooled me on that and everything. Like, you know, when you open that door, you have to understand that you have to shut off a lot of emotions. You know what I'm saying? You have to walk past this person when they with their wife, like you never seen them a day in their life before. You know what I'm saying? Despite you might want to be like, oh, this, hey, hi, you can't do that. So, you mean, you got to shut a lot of things down. And being a side chick is lonely. Yeah, you get the perks and everything like that, but you do get lonely.
Yes.
Yes, we don't mess with the holidays and stuff like that, but on the other side of it, who are we spending those holidays with? Well, I mean, you can always have a backup, but that's a different. But I'm saying it's the other side to it, too. So it ain't just, oh, we get it like this and everything like that. It's a lot of times you were like, damn, I just wish you were here watching a movie, cuddle on the couch and everything, but it's not your night. It's not your time. You can't pick that phone up and be like, I just want to hear it. So you can't call that house. You know that. You don't do that. That's a no-no. So like I said, it's restricted and it's lonely.
Let me have a comment, too. With,
go ahead.
First, I want to address what the brother said, where he said if the woman get caught out there cheating, she could end up with the children in the house and things of that nature. I mean, now that's a societal issue where this is my personal belief, they would rather that it be that way for you know, the purpose that, you know, they like to cut the man out the picture a lot of times. You know, and then sometimes it's just the man don't want that responsibility of keeping the children without the woman sometimes. So I don't know which case it was with what he said, but those are two reasons why it would go that way. Now, with Sheila, I want to ask her, at this point in your life, would you rather be somebody's wife, woman, or the side piece at this point in your life?
I'm at a point now where I would entertain all three.
Okay, so when you say all three, you kind of confuse me, because now you I don't know if you saying you're going to be the wife, the woman, or all those at one time.
No, I said which would I want to be. I said at the time I could, you know, either
you could
way.
You could go either way.
Correct.
At this point. Oh, okay.
Of course, if it's a relationship type of thing, then the other things are out the door. But I mean, if you come across a situation that's conducive to my lifestyle and I'm okay with it, then it is what it is.
Right, because my reason for asking that was to see if your trust for men has been deleted so far to the point that you just lost faith in us as men. That was my reason for asking
That's
okay.
Not the case. No.
All right.
But I'm not kind of woman that sit back and be like, he should have known. No, I'm going to let you know so we ain't got no confusion. I'm going to let you know and everything. And that's a big problem with women. We just assume y'all know and y'all don't have a fucking clue. So I'm going to let you know.
And I think the biggest thing between both men and women is the lack of communication. It's times where we don't listen to each other, and sometimes we get to a point where both of us want to be right, till we not even, you know, we trying to make our point, till we not listening to the other person's point of view. And that's where the confusion comes along. And then that's how the side piece or the side dude slip in there, because they are listening. They're
exactly. And like
I said,
a lot of
saying,
times it's not always about sex.
Right. Exactly. So I've been like flip side of that coin many times before, and I understand that, you know, we can change our dynamics, but we as men and women have to start being honest and listening to each other and, you know, not wanting to be right, but wanting to be happy and with each other. I think we get wanting to be right over wanting to be happy. I'd rather be happy than be right at this point in my life. You know what I'm saying? Because you could be right and you could be lonely, you know? Or you could be right, but you're still miserable. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we have a lot of relationships where people right, but they're miserable. So now the side person, both on both sides, slip up in there. Like the brother said, sometimes it's the guy. It's the side guy. It ain't always the woman. It's the guy, too. You know, so
it might start off with something simple like at work, where he might pay attention to, like, oh, that's a nice skirt. That's a new skirt. That's like, and that right there, I'll open the door because she has it on. She's walking around you, and you haven't noticed it. My issue with that is tell him, look, I got a new skirt on. How you look? Don't leave that open. Like I said, and you're right, communication and everything like that. All that freaky stuff that man want to try with the side piece, he got that already right next to him if he just happened to it.
Right. Yeah. I totally agree.
Hold on one second. We still got we're going to close out in a minute, but hold on one second. 6246, you there? Okay.
Jay.
Yo.
There you go. Yeah, I had a mute. I was looking for the muted button. What's happening, bro?
Nothing. What's going on?
Hold up. All right. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. I had to take you off mute. Okay. Not much, man. Just sitting here listening to the show. Wonderful show.
Thank you.
I'd like to give out a shout-out to Brother Shadi, Sister Sheila, and your sister Lisa. She's still listening. And also... you should have brought Dre in for this, Jay, and also to my grown folk talking people, you know, Latoya and Dr. James. Oh, Dre's up. What's happening, Dre? You should have called him in for an interview, man. You know, Dre and all them side chicks.
He just listening. He on the link.
He's listening. Yeah, you should have called him in. You know, he's an expert on stuff like this, man. Yeah, Dre's my man. Old reliable brother Dre, my man. Okay. Yeah, but other than that, man, everything is fine, brother. Like I said, just hanging in there. That's all, you know.
That's what's up.
Yeah, peace,
I was saying earlier that...
Peace, brother. Mm-hmm.
Like, I was saying the way things is going, like, in the world, it's really a good time to be a podcaster.
Yeah, because I put out them positive vibes, bro.
It's so much stuff to talk about, you know, from politics to health to religion to relationships to love, abuse. You know, it's so much stuff, togetherness. It's just so much to talk about right now that it's really a good time to be a podcaster.
And Jay, just to piggyback off a word you said, it just, you know, a light bulb went off in my head. You said abuse. I'm surprised you didn't mention those five Memphis, you know, house Negro police officers that beat that brother to death out there in Memphis, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was
they said that was like a remake. Yeah, they said that was a remake of Rodney King, by the way they beat him. And check this out. They also, from what I heard, I was listening to the mother and the father on the program. They pulled him over for, they said, a DUI. But the brother, she said he didn't even drink. And he got a four-year-old son, man. The boy was working at FedEx.
They
said he had a job.
He had reckless driving, but come to find out that they watched the video, and he wasn't doing no reckless driving.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
They said DUI. And the mother said he never, that's the charge anyway. But one thing you could, listen, they're going to make an example out of these five melanated police officers. It's not going to pertain, people don't get that. You know, it's not going to pertain to white cops because they still killing us across this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
sorry, brother, I want to add to that, too, to let you know that the police wasn't the only people they charged. They also charged people from the fire department as well.
I was about to say that, brother, because they just stood around.
Yes,
they said they handcuffed this brother, leaned him against the police. He was in a seated position, you know, with the legs straight out, and he kept falling. And they propped him up. He fell to the left. He fell to the right. And while they were beating him, he was calling for his mother. And they said it was 80 feet from the house, so he wasn't far from home. I mean, what is wrong? You can't belong in their club, man. I don't care if you do got a blue uniform on. You're never going to belong in their club. I'll give you all, for instance, I'm going to be quiet, Jay. My brother was on the police department, and so was my father. My brother told me, he revealed to me, right, that when white cops have a drug abuse problem, they get drug tested, and if they have a drug, they send them away to another state to a rehab, all right? When a black cop, and I know a personal friend of mine back in 95, Larry Lemon, my man, he tested positive for coke. They fired him. They gave him a pink slip, and they said, listen, you suspended. That happens across the board. There's another brother named Jay Jewel who used to come in the club back in the club, right? They did the same thing. There's a double standard even on the police department. If you're black, you're going to get fired. But the white boys, they send them to a rehab, man, for 60, 90 days, and they come back on the job.
Yes.
Okay?
They had a white cop in Dallas, South Jersey. He got fired from South Jersey, suspended for drunk driving. They brought him up here to Jersey City Police, and he got drunk driving and hit somebody in the back and killed. It was a family of four, and he killed the wife and the little baby.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard about that. So family, once again, they think because they got a badge and a gun, we like you. No, you ain't. You're just a monkey in a police suit to them. That's all you are.
You know what's so funny? My manager got hit in the back, and they wrecked her car. A police officer hit her in the back. I ain't seen you. You shouldn't have been traveling that close or going that fast in bad weather. Don't you say that to everybody all the time?
And all this still happening after George Floyd. And all this is happening 2 years after George Floyd. Don't mean nothing.
Nothing.
Hey, Jay, just want to say thanks for letting me chime in, bro. This big O. By the way, I ain't got no side pieces because black men don't cheat. You know, that was back in my boy days. So, but yeah, appreciate you. Thank y'all.
Okay. You're welcome.
You turn that light switch off, all right. We all black.
Hey, Jay, tell them we know better than that, don't we? The business we were in for a while.
that's the song, Black Men Don't Cheat.
Uh-huh.
Or something like that. But how things going over there, man? Grown folks talking for us.
Well, so far the count, because I just put up some new shows. We got 19 shows on the network. I was talking to this lady out of Texas. I'm looking at putting up show number 20 one day next week. And here's the quiz. I talked to her. I heard her on somebody else's show, right? And she's a health coach.
Yeah.
Smart. You know, she's in the church big time. And she just had a grandbaby because the baby was crying when I was talking to her. I got to call her back tomorrow. And she said, you know, it's funny that we connected because a week ago I was talking to my cousin in St. Louis, and I was talking about I want to start a podcast. And guess who started calling her, Jay? I do. I offered her a show. She's a wealth of information. So to be continued, I got to finish the conversation with her tomorrow, and we'll talk more. But hopefully, most high willing, I'll have 20 shows up.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That's
you know, my magic number is 21, so maybe if Dre's available, you know, I'll get him on show number 21.
Mr. Jay Sean said he would help people with their podcast if they wanted to start one.
Mm-hmm.
I still got one night open. I got podcasts on every night. I just got Tuesday nights open, so if anybody wanted to do a podcast, you know, I'm down to help. That's what it's all about, you know what I mean? Dre started me. I started Forrest. Well, I didn't start Forrest, but I gave him the battery. And
no, you did.
Dre,
you did start me.
Dre,
yeah, you did.
And, oh, well, I did platform. Start you. Dre started me, and you know, and then it branches out to the Wednesday night show. I got Let's Talk About It at 7, and then the Sunday night show I got at 7, Point of Impact. And then Dre got a show on Monday night at 8:30, Humble X Visions. And my sister getting ready to start on Thursday. I mean, and Forrest got his shows on, I don't know the phone number, but Forrest got his shows over at Grown Folks Talking. I mean, we just moving on to a different time in our life where, like I said earlier, I started listening to this pastor every Sunday. About 7-8 weeks ago, and I liked the way he talked. It kind of uplifted me, and you know, it made me feel good. And every Sunday I cash app him $10.50 every Sunday. Not for what, because everybody giving him $10 or that's a pastor. Oh, he using you. I send him the $10 because I enjoy his sermon every Sunday. And that's the same way it should be with podcasts, you know what I mean? For the people who listen, people listening to my show and on the link and our Far show and everybody's show. I mean, not everybody, because everybody can't afford it, but for the people who could afford it. If you could afford it, you should donate $5 to the podcast every now and then. It's okay. You spend that money on liquor or weed or gas or fast food or material things. You should donate to podcasts because we really work hard at doing this. It's not like I get up here and just play around. Like, we really get up here and we entertain and we educate and we opinionate and we debate. We have discussions, and I mean, we all have a good time, you know. But you know, it'll come in time. You know, I mean, we not pushing. So, if anybody else wanted to make any more comments, they got to press 1. If not, we about to close out. It's 10:16. I want to thank. I really want to give a big thanks to Sheila. You really, when you come on my show, you really add a different aura and a different feeling, and you know, just a different feeling about the whole show. So don't never think I don't appreciate when you call in. I know you don't call in all the time, but when you do call in, I'm letting you know personally that I really appreciate it, because you could be doing anything, but you take time out to call the show, and I appreciate your honesty and your bravery and yeah, just don't, I don't give a fuck attitude or whatever, you know what I mean? But it's good to see a black woman like that. It's good for morale. And you know what I mean? It's good to see a black woman speak her mind and stand on what she say, because you're not hurting nobody. You know what I mean? We all grown like LaToya. We all grown like LaToya said. And we all entitled to have fun, clean fun. Dr. James, my sister, Shadi, Big O, Forrest, LaToya, Brian. I think I got everybody who we talked to tonight on the show. I wanted to say this, that I didn't even, next week I could still talk about the same topics I had, because we never even got to the top. My topics was, are cheaters always cheaters, plan an exit strategy, and why can't you be number one? But I'm going to do that the same thing next week. Since we didn't touch on it this week, I'll touch on it. Oh, and what's today, Friday? Don't forget, tomorrow I'll be having the music podcast.
Sunday I have the Point of Impact. But don't forget Mondays, Dre got his podcast at 8:30. The same phone number. I think he got a real important guest coming through this Monday. I'm not sure, 22 Money or Murder. Murder. I don't know if it's, I guess it's 22 Money coming through Dre's show. Dre deal with all the unsigned artists on his show. You know what I mean? So we gotta support all the shows. We gotta support each other. We gotta keep it real. That's what it is. There's no time for, we can't be snaking on each other and doing things behind each other's back. We got to keep it real. We got to be real because, look, we all going to make it where we want to make it in this lifetime. We all going to make
what time,
it.
What,
if we
hey,
all,
Jay, what, I'm sorry, bro. Real quick. Yo, what time is your Saturday show, the music show? What time is your Saturday show with the music?
He usually come on at 4:30.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to check him out because I haven't yet to check him out.
And what time is your show? What time is your show, Mars?
What time is what, brother?
What day and what time is your show?
Oh, Saturday at 6 o'clock.
What's the number? What's the number, Forrest?
Oh yeah, number for grown folks talking.
I believe I got your number.
Yeah,
because
you called in a couple of times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh, Latoya giving it out. There you go. Go ahead, Latoya.
8633. It's 520-525-8633. And Shadiq, your show is lit, and Point of Impact, that's lit too. I'll be
yep.
on
okay,
there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Latoya support. She's a real supporter.
She is.
Matter of fact, she's the supporter of the year. For real. I think so. She support everybody podcast, and that's what's up because it's nothing but knowledge. It's knowledge. That's all it is. It's nobody really wasting people time, and everybody got their own topics and point of views and stuff like that, and I mean, you know, that just make the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something for everybody. That's why mm-hmm. we got to have the health podcast, and that's why we got to have the sex podcast, and that's why we got to have the religious podcast, and the righteous podcast, and the spiritual side podcast, and that's why we got to have so many different podcasts, because, like, knowledge is infinite. You know, that's how I feel. You know, I get on my show, and we talk, my show is a little more loose and everything, you know, we get a little more wild and crazy, you know what I mean? But I always used to say that an intelligent person can act like a fool, but a fool can't act like an intelligent person. And that's real. It ain't illegal yet. It's all entertainment. You know what I mean? And entertainment and education. And we all looking for the same goals. And even if none of us don't ever get syndicated to a syndicated radio show, you know what I mean? We still won. Whether we got one listener or 1,000 listeners, we still won. Because know why? We had the courage to get up here behind a phone or a microphone and conduct a podcast. And like I like to say, it's not easy. Soon as my show over tonight, I'm working on my next show for next Friday. I got about 7 pages of notes that I didn't even use. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody said they hit one before we leave here. I don't like to leave nobody out. Let me see. This will be the last caller. 7468.
Yo.
Dre, what's the deal? You the last caller for the night.
Yeah, I just want to say good show, bro.
Oh,
good show tonight.
Thank you very much.
I just like doing a good job.
I think Forrest, you still out here?
Yes, sir.
That's your, did you hear your boy Dre on?
What's going on, bro?
I don't think he heard it.
Oh, what's up, bro?
Hey, Forrest.
Hey, you had a lot of good topics tonight, bro.
Can you hear me?
Oh,
yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was talking on mute. Hey, I'll be there because I didn't want to know. I was listening to some music. Yeah, Dre, my man. My man Dre, brother. Oh, reliable Dre. I tell you, that's my man.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, see? Why you laughing, Jay?
Cause you said when, cause like when you said, "Oh, reliable Dre,"
mm-hmm.
You sounded like I'm trying to think of the guy's name. I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, okay.
But when somebody calls somebody old reliable, most of the time they're not reliable.
Really? I might have to ponder over that. Hey, only the two people, the person that you communicate that to, only they know the truth.
Only my happy customers know the truth. All my good paying customers know the truth.
I hear you, man.
Only your paying customers know the truth.
My work speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, at one time, didn't Jay have us on payroll? So he's right about that. He's right about that. Only your paying customers know the truth.
Yep. Hey.
My family, Dre's a good brother, brother.
We done came full circle.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody. And, The best thing about it is that we're not competing with each other. We all just trying to win. Because if one of us win, we all win.
I told you, brother, if I get syndicated, Jay, I'm taking you with me, brother. You know, I say the same thing
right here on live podcast. So people heard you say that and people heard me say that. And everybody else who I tell that, they know that too. If I make it, yo, let's go.
That's right. It's one for you over the Medre.
And LaToya going to be the personal assistant for whoever make it first.
Oh, well, she'll be getting because they'll be cutting her a check if we get syndicated. So, yeah, I'm sure LaToya ain't got no problem with another check going in that bank account. You know,
personal,
we got to pay LaToya, boy. She's worth it, you know.
Personal assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And Sheila.
Yeah.
You know what your job. You know what your job would be for if we make it, right?
What? See, there you go.
Hey, Shirley, if we ever give a big party announcing our syndication, you'll be in charge of working the door and patting all the guys down and come in, making sure they ain't that they legit.
Yeah, that's
you.
I can do that.
You know how they pat people down at the door, making sure they're okay, they can come on into the party. You know,
I was thinking of
that.
I was. I was thinking of something way more further down the line than that. Than for sure. It was far
yeah,
from
they gotta go through
down
a
people side, at the it was far it was far from patting people down at the door. It was far from that.
Hey, Jay, if Dre's in the party and he misses yeah, and we can't find Sheila, you know what time it is.
you got to cancel that. Once you go handicapped, you don't go back. So
that's right. Oh, whoa.
You're Dre, right? Dre said, once you go handicapped. Once you go handicapped, you don't go back.
And once you go handicapped, you won't go back.
Go back. All right.
You got to watch that movie, Blank Man. You got to watch Blank
Man.
Oh,
yeah. That was on Living Color.
The brothers from Living Color, Blank Man. He was a handicapped superhero. Well, that movie is the bomb.
That was crazy.
That movie was good. But look, man, we could talk all night. We like 20-something minutes over. I'm getting ready to shut it down a minute, man. I wish we could do this all night. Like I said, once again, make sure y'all support grown folks. Make sure you support my Saturday music show at 4:30, Sunday night show. Sunday night show is really doing good. It's called the Point of Impact. It's not about prison reform, but my man who's a host, he did 25 years in prison. He have a lot of people on his show who have came home and changed their life around. It's a hell of a show. Sunday night
really?
At 7. Yeah, Sunday night at 7, the same
right.
number. And then, we got Dre's show. Dre's show is Monday nights at 8:30. Dre got he deal with the unsigned artists. He got a female host and I think two brothers from North Dakota with him. And then what'd you say, Dre?
I said, you got an artist coming from Chicago. He's in the trenches. So if y'all interested about, life in Chicago, like instead of finding out on TV, if you really want to know what life is like in Chicago, tune in Monday night at 1 o'clock.
And you heard it right from Dre. If you want to hear that Chicago life,
I'm just changing my own draws.
We gonna start supporting each other too. We gotta start. Like I said, I listened to this pastor like 7 Sundays ago, and every Sunday I listen to his podcast. I mean his sermon, and every Sunday I donate. We gotta start supporting each other. You know what I mean? Donating to each other's shows and stuff like that. We gotta start supporting each other. But we'll get there in time. Listen, everybody, Sheila. Hey, Sheila, I'm gonna hit you in your inbox.
Okay, though.
Dre, I'm getting ready to call you right after the show. Big O, thanks for coming through. Latoya, you know how I feel about you. You my girl, Latoya. Dr. James. Yes. I always appreciate Dr. James. My sister thinks she fell asleep early on tonight.
Yeah, what's the Cash App thing? Yeah, what is it? So I can, if I wanted to send some money.
Dollar sign J A S H O N J. Like that's my name. $JASHONJ.
All right.
We gotta start helping each other out. It ain't like I said, I listen to the pastor. I only send him $10. But I do it for
him.
I enjoy his sermon every Sunday.
But anyway, look, I want to thank everybody for calling, coming in. Definitely, we get a different perspective on side chicks and marriages and relationships and stuff like that. We get a different perspective, and we need that. We hear from husband's point of view. Shadi came on and said he was married. We heard from O, who came out here and said that side chicks were home wreckers. We hear Sheila come out here. And just because Sheila advocates and talks for the side chicks, that don't mean that she's a side chick or she want to be a side chick or she looking to stay a side chick forever. She just giving us her her experiences with side chicks, you know what I mean? Because like LaToya said, everybody grown. It's up to her whether if that's what she want to do or not. No matter what, she's a friend to this show, a big asset to this show. You know what I mean? And everybody know me, of course. Me, how could you not? I wrote my life story in a book. You know what I mean? I told everybody I wrote a book, and I put my life stories about my ups and my downs in a book. I got my own demons, and you know everybody know my book is called. My first book was titled The Patterson Pimp. It's an autobiography of my life. That's on Amazon. I don't glorify pimping or anything like that. And know what? I want to clarify something that I never clarified before. No matter of fact, I'm not going to talk too much about it, because we lost a couple of people, but next week I will. The difference from being a promoter and a pimp, like some people were promoters, some people were pimps. I just want to separate a couple of things on that and give people different outlooks.
Which one were you?
I was both. I was both. Forrest was a promoter. You know what I mean? Like if somebody wanted bachelor parties, they would call me or him to bring the girls, fight night, anything when you want us to bring some dancers to a club or whatever. He was strictly a promoter. I was different. I was on a whole nother level. Long time ago. It's all in the book. Google it. Patterson Pimp by Randy J. Sean Jackson. Google it. I wrote seven books, seven movies, and now I'm a podcaster. And whatever else go on after that. But I got seven good books that I wrote. A children book called Smart Like Me. I wrote hood books. Got a hood book called How She Became a Ho. My knowledge is infinite. How She Became a Ho. Yeah, go on, Google it. How She Became a Ho.
Okay.
Written by Randy J. Sean Jackson. It's on Amazon. Yeah, all my books. And my movies are on YouTube, Randy J. Sean Jackson. Like if you put in The Honest Sinner by Randy J. Sean Jackson, that's one of my movies, The Honest Sinner, Stolen Dream, A Brother's Promise, 16 Bars, The Bottom, A Time to Pay, Chat Line, all those my movies on YouTube, all the movies. And Dre helped me too with a lot of them. But and then I got seven books on Amazon, The Patterson Pimp, My Soul Is Still Pimping, How She Became a Ho, Smart Like Me, The Andre Williams Story, Out of Control, and I can't even remember the last one. But when you got me on, you don't just got somebody talking. You got a real one here. You know what I'm saying? I'm an author. I'm a writer. You know what I mean? I do what I do. And now I'm a podcaster. And look, we getting ready to get off the phone. Sheila, I'm going to hit you up. Everybody, you know, it's been real. Enjoy your weekend. Yo, stay safe because the COVID's still out here. Like, people got COVID all over. I'm telling you. The COVID is real. You got to stay safe. Wash them hands and keep a mask on. Please. And with that being said, everybody, we talk to you on next Friday. Support all the shows, but most importantly, support my show. You know what I'm saying? This is Jay Sean, the relationship guru, the Asiatic causing all the static, Mr. Fuck Love himself. Tuning out, and we'll be back next Friday. Please support the show.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Tell them about it, Sheila. Tell them about it. Sheila said, good night, everybody.
And they made the dress code to figure out what and why when I'm in my fresh clothes. Dresses I suppose, from my neck to my toes. Neck full of gold, baguettes in my rose. Rec shows, collect those, extra O's. By the heat, get a key to the Lex to hold. East, west, every state, come on, bury the hate. Millions, the only thing we in the heavy to make. Whether from the ex-friend, then the left orphans. Let's begin, bring this BS to an end. Come on.
Understand we be Waikiki, sipping DP to the TV, look sweetie. Little kids see me way out in DC with a Z3, clone BBs. They wanna be me, they be talking shit. They all quit, unfortunate. They don't see a fault what I get. And those be the same ones walking while I whip. Just started seeing cars cause they auction it. So while you daydream, I'm a city gleam. And I deal with hoes that pose in Maybelline. One time you had it all. I ain't mad at y'all, now give me the catalog. I show y'all daddy ball.
Right.
Six cars and power to five big stars. To the CEO staff smoking on cigars, nigga. It's like y'all be talking funny. I don't understand language of people with short money.
That's what we do.
Sweet. Yeah. Now I be the cat that be hard to meet. Getting head from girls that used to